we're here at Marketing Profs B2B Forum, and I don't, you know, what's your name again? No, I'm here with Ann Hanley, and it's actually very exciting to be talking to you. You've encouraged me so much. In fact, that when I wrote my book, I read your book before that, and that's what got me into writing again. Because I was a technical guy, right? I wrote a technical book before that. And then you talk about writing a marketing book with real words that aren't acronyms. And when I read Everybody Writes, it was like you were talking to me, like you were sitting in the room encouraging me to go. So I just want to thank you for the awesome book.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. And it's funny, I actually was writing to you. In fact, if you look at the early drafts of Everybody Writes, it says, "Dear Jeff."
Awesome.
Here's what I'm thinking about. Yeah. No, I mean, basically, Dear Jeff, but I did think about marketers. I thought about people who maybe had not taken a writing course since college, some of them since high school. And even then, it was probably like a composition course, which is a very different style of writing. Yeah. And so I wrote Everybody Writes because I wanted to give marketers, businesses, entrepreneurs, just a sort of guidebook to what are some ways to communicate? I thought of it like The Elements of Style, which is, you know, by E.B. White, one of my favorite guidebooks for writing of all time. And while that's an amazing book, it's an awesome book, I still reread it every couple years or so.
Yeah.
At the same time, it doesn't speak to writers in a marketing context. It speaks to journalists, and it speaks to essayists, and it speaks to college kids. And I wanted to create a book that would speak specifically to people like us and people that I had been editing for 25 years of my career. So I felt like I was really familiar with what are some of the big issues that marketers tend to struggle with.
For me, it was like from elementary school, I was always labeled the kid who couldn't read well, right? And so they bring, you know, when you get leveled down, like, so in science and math, Jeff is, you know, A+ student. In reading, he's horrible. Don't let him ever read a book to you. And so I was discouraged from an early age. I never read a book except for one in high school, right? I always just faked it. I was early on the internet so I could find answers and stuff like that. And so I never became, and that was always the scary thing about writing, was the fact that I didn't read books. And so when I picked up On Writing Well, I opened it up, and I'm like,
Isner,
first five pages, I'm like, it's too technical, it's too deep, I'm scared of this, and I put it away. But when I picked up your book, it actually encouraged me to continue reading because the paragraph structure was completely unheard of, right? One sentence paragraphs and all over the place. And I was like, wow, it's consumable. It's like a whole bunch of chapters. I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And so it brought me into that place where I felt like I could read and enjoy it, but then also participate and write myself.
You just perfectly articulated what my hope was for the book, why I wrote it, what I told my publisher, and why I told them that a book like this was needed and necessary. So thank you for that. That was actually really generous, and I really value that feedback, so thank you.
Today, real time is the only time that counts. To stay relevant, you have to stay ahead. Your customers want the right information, right now, wherever they are. So, how do you meet the demands of today's customers? By marketing in context. Context accounts for a customer's interaction with your brand. So each touch builds on the next, creating more meaningful experiences for your customers. At Sitecore, we call this context marketing. To do it well, you need marketing technology that has three things: contextual intelligence, content management, and omni-channel automation. Contextual intelligence gives you the information you need about your consumers, so the content you manage is more relevant and is automatically delivered wherever your customers are. The Sitecore Experience platform was built for context marketing, so you can create a more personalized customer experience. Demand more from your marketing technology. Demand more from marketing. Own the experience. Sitecore.
Another thing you've been talking about a lot lately is the slow marketing concept.
Yes.
And I love that. And so while we have time with you, What is the concept behind slow marketing, and why do you think it's so important right now?
So the whole notion of slow marketing, as I'm defining it in a modern age, is to think about those moments in marketing where you need to slow down, but not across the board. You know, our world moves too fast for that. You know, I'm not suggesting that we just need to, you know, put the brakes on and slow down across the board. But I do think that there is a critical need to slow down at certain key moments. So what I'm challenging marketers to do, and what I'm looking at increasingly, and what I'm hoping to sort of look into with more depth over the next year, is to find those moments, identify those key moments where it really does pay to slow down so that later on you can move fast. So I call it slow down to move fast. I do think that we tend to shortchange some things that are really critical. So one of the obvious things, for example, might be, you know, strategy, just strategy alone. If you think about it from a content marketing point of view, you know, you can decide that you're going to, oh, let's have a content marketing strategy. Let's put out white papers and webinars and ebooks and videos and podcasts like this one. And let's just make more and more stuff. And of course, that's not the right way to approach it. So what do you need to do? You need to set that strategy first. That's an oversimplified way of explaining what I'm talking about. But essentially, if you don't invest that slow moment, if you don't invest in that slow moment, if you don't invest in the time to slow down first, so that later on you sort of have some guidelines, some bumpers on the bowling lane that will keep you out of the gutter, then, you know, you are going to bowl a gutter ball. And so it's a preventative measure, but it's also a smart way to approach your business, a smart way to approach your marketing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's just about marketing. So maybe the moniker, one of the things I'm wondering about recently is that slow marketing moniker, is that really the right way to think about it? Because I think it has, you know, repercussions, ripple effects throughout businesses. You know, I mean, another classic sort of almost cliche example would be in customer service. You know, there are some companies that look at call centers and value the interactions not based on how fast you're interacting with somebody who calls with a question or with an issue, but instead on how satisfied that customer is when they're, you know, when they hang up. So whether that takes 30 seconds or whether that takes 30 minutes, you know, that's the, how do you measure that, the value of that? So that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about.
And I love it because, like, we're here, we got this elaborate setup, and we've already done 20 shows, and people are like, oh, wow, that's a whole lot of content. And it's like, yeah, it is, but this is my 12th year of podcasting, right? This table has been around for 8 years. It's like, this is something that I took step by step, and I got, and so you taking a picture and going back to your executive saying, this is what could be done. Unless I come with you, I'm sorry, it's not going to be done so easily.
Right.
And so slow down, pick the pace, do it yourself, and just try to have small wins. I love the Bill Murray movie, you know, the baby steps and What About Bob? And
yes.
I think so many people want to take giant leaps because they want so much success immediately.
Yeah. And I'm sympathetic to the plight of marketers who say, well, you know, that's not because we want to act that way or we want to move that way. It's because we have a lot of pressure from the C-suite to do things quickly, to get results, to make things happen. And to them, I say, look, I have complete sympathy for that, complete empathy for that. We struggle with that at Marketing Pros too. But at the same time, you know, you've got to balance that a little bit, right? You've got to figure out, you know, what is it actually worth investing in? You know, how do we actually do things more slowly that will ultimately pay off? So it's, I think, picking your battles, figuring out those things that you need to do slowly. So slowing down to move fast is really the way to think about it.
Awesome. Well, I know you don't have much time, so I just want to thank you for this awesome
event. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for being here.
It's been amazing. I call this is the pilgrimage every year, right, to come back to Boston. And you guys have done something that I think everyone else is trying to emulate, which is build a community
in
an event and online and in the app. And it's just, you know, everybody loves it here.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I've had a tremendous, I mean, this is our 10th anniversary, as you say. I've had a tremendous, you know, couple days here. But my hope is that it doesn't end here. And I talked about this in my opening keynote yesterday. I think that it's really important for us all to, you know, come here, find people that you connect with. And as I called it yesterday, build your squad, as my teenage daughter says, to have squad goals when you approach your work, your life. And this is a great place to connect with like-minded marketers so that you sort of go home with this little squad around you and you can rely on them throughout the the year in both, you know, in both times of success as well as in, you know, in times of trial.
And it's one of the very few conferences that the speaker room is empty almost all the time. Normally it's like that's where you graduate to. You open up the smoky room and it's like, oh, so this is where things happen.
Yeah.
But here it's like, no, they're out. They're engaging, right? Yes. They're interacting with the attendees, and they're attending sessions and asking questions.
And they bring their A game. And this is not a commercial for the B2B forum, but it's more why I'm telling you this. It does grow out of my just sincere gratitude for all of you who come to this event, and you don't just trot out the same speeches that you've given a number of times throughout the year. You know, I feel like people come here, and I know that people come here. And it's an important audience. It's a very engaged and educated audience who really are here to learn, but also to have some fun. But in terms of the prior thing, you know, that they come here to learn, and the speakers really step up their game. They bring their A game. I've been walking around sessions. I try to poke my head into almost every one of them. And every time I walk in, it's like, gosh, I'd love to stay. I haven't heard Scott Monty say that before. I didn't hear Andrew Davis say that before, and I've seen him four times this year. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing. I love it. It really just fills my heart, which sounds a little bit goofy, but it's absolutely true.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.